Well, as we know, the Ring of Steel has come down. What a hoopla it's been. Melbourne can now go to regional Victoria, and we're welcoming guests into our region. Tourism's very important. The Executive Director of Tourism Geelong Ballerine is Brett Ince. He's on the blower this morning. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Millie. How are you going?
Yeah, we're really well, thanks, mate. You must be so excited this Ring of Steel's come down.
Oh, very excited. It's a big shot in the arm for a lot of tourism operators in our region, and it's exciting to be welcoming our Melbourne visitors back.
It's good that it's happening. How hard was Geelong and the Bellarine hit?
Pretty significantly. So, you know, when you look at some of the figures, Hayden, we were down about 80% of our usual visitation.
Wow.
And we attract about 6 million visitors per year. And our region brings in about $1.1 billion to the local economy.
Wow.
So you can just imagine the impact that that's had on many tourism operators, of which we've got about 2,500 tourism businesses in our region.
So, Brett, now that it's reopened, what does that look like for Geelong? Like, what sort of things are we doing to encourage people back to our area?
Yeah, it's a slightly different offer, I suppose, Millie. And Geelong specifically is very much an events destination when you have a look at our events calendar over a 12-month period. So it does mean that visitation and people experiencing the region, it does look a little bit different. And a big part of the reason why many Melburnians come to Geelong and the Ballerine is to visit friends and relatives. So what's interesting about that is that 50% of Melburnians, when they do visit the region, are to visit a friend and relative. And what we're doing is trying to encourage all of our local community members to invite their friends and family down. We know that we've missed each other through this time, and to experience the great attractions that we have in our region.
Yeah, nice. Is it going to be a big marketing campaign to get more Melburnians back over to Geelong, things like our wineries in the bay? Will there be a big push for that?
Yeah, there's going to be a really massive push, Hayden, over this next time. And what we're pushing out there is firstly around the visiting friends and relatives market, a little bit like what I've just been speaking about. So, and also the domestic short break market out of Melbourne. So we know that Melburnians are itching to get out and to have that short break and to recharge and recover and just get out of what was the Ring of Steel. So a big part of what we're doing is a number of targeted marketing activities into the Melbourne market.
I've just had a thought, Brett. You know, I think this slogan would work well for your marketing. We know they're annoying, but we need to keep growing when it comes to asking family and friends. No, I'm kidding. We need family and friends. So what can we do, mate? What can we do as residents of Geelong and the Ballerine? What can we do to help our family and friends get here?
Oh, well, another option, Millie, is to invite your family and friends, but let them stay in accommodation in the region. So you don't always have to have your family and friends stay with you at your home.
Perfect.
And, you know, that opportunity is that you can go out for lunch or dinner or experience some of our amazing wineries on the Ballerine or the food scene of Geelong, but maybe encourage our friends and relatives to stay in our accommodation to try and support the sector.
I love that.
I do too.
You get them over, you go out for dinner, you don't have to clean your own house. There's none of that mad scramble as people pull up in the driveway, like, oh, you didn't clean the kitchen. I think that's a great idea, Brett.
Don't have to change the sheets, don't have to do any of those things. Much better.
We need to take the scissors to the Lilo and just leave it in the shed, I think. Hey, mate, this is so good. As you said, we're $1.1 billion to the local economy with tourism in Geelong and the Ballarat. Did you want to use 30 seconds to encourage everybody to get going on getting local tourism? Go for it. Have a say.
I definitely say to a lot of the local community to invite your friends and family down. There's probably hidden gems out in the region that you don't realise that are there, and a number of new products that are opening up right now. So we know that there's a new distillery opening up at the Federal Woolen Mills in a couple of weeks. You know, some fantastic entertainment that we have with Piano Bar Geelong and the opportunities there. And then we have the food scene of Geelong and Little Mellop Street and the waterfront, as we know. The beautiful wineries of the Ballerine, you know, the Flying Brick Cider House, places like Jack Rabbit, places like the Whiskery. You know, we've got many things to offer. And then the other great thing that we have in our region is space. And the one thing that I would say is that, you know, we've got the opportunity to embrace the space, to consider some different parks or reserves or different places that you can go and hang out with your family and friends, and try and think of a hidden gem that you may not have been to for many years that you can try and make sure that you're an ambassador for the region and that you're really, really trying to encourage people to experience something different in our region.
Love it.
Great message. Brett, thank you so much for your time today. Let's get all the Melburnians back over here and experiencing everything in Geelong and the Bellarine. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Hayden and Millie.